It's Ian Ryan with your pre-match warm-up, Manchester United on Sunday at Anfield. I've got Craig Keogh and Neil with me waiting to get stuck into this one. And Keogh, I'll come to you first. Despite the recent struggles of our opponents, this is still the two biggest teams in the country. Is it a good one to come back to?
Yeah, I said it after the Chelsea game. I think it's the perfect game to come back to. I mean, I know what you're saying. It is a bit of a... Similar to the derby, where form goes out the window a little bit, but that's cut the shit. They've been crap for a while. I know the manager said in the press conference today that the league position doesn't sort of reflect how they've been playing, but I still don't think they've been a decent side. I mean, I'd be looking at this fixture, making sure Liverpool come away with 3 points, and if we don't, I'm going to be pretty gutted.
Craig, I think the general kind of consensus is that this is a good fixture to come back to, and I'm kind of all right with that, but then... You do have to turn that into a reality where everyone can sit there on Sunday afternoon or Sunday evening and go, yeah, it was the perfect fixture because Liverpool looked great and they were fired up and they got stuck in and they played well and they were on the front foot. But you do have to make sure that happens.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, there's pressure. There's always pressure in a game this big. There's always pressure whenever you're going for a league title. There'll be pressure at 4 p.m. on Sunday when, you know, there's a chance that Liverpool sit sort of fifth of all the teams that are just below them win games. So, you know, that adds that little bit of pressure. And obviously Arsenal, you'd expect them to win the fixture that they're playing. So there is that there, but that's sort of why this fixture feels like it's the right one, because these are the champions and they've dealt with pressure before and we've seen them at different times show that sort of mentality that they have. It feels like the kind of game that for a new signing, they're able to announce themselves with a moment of magic, a goal, you know, something that can sort of just catapult their Liverpool career and give it that sort of boost that we need. And just in general for the team, you know, that's what a win does. But like you say, you need to win it. This isn't a game where we want to draw like last season. We don't want to be feeling disappointed walking away. We need to win given the circumstance that we find ourselves off the back of three defeats.
I think that's where maybe there might be a little bit of nervousness, Keogh, the fact that last season, it was similar. Liverpool were playing pretty well. Now, I know we've had a few struggles recently, but we're still in a really good position in the league. United were struggling, and yet they come and frustrate, and it ends up being 2-2. But you could legitimately say they could have sneaked it at the end. You know, Harry Maguire has that chance where, you know, he's probably kind of replayed that over in his head time and time again. He should score. He should win the game for them. So despite the current positions in the table, Liverpool will still need to be at it.